Hello.
Hello, my name is Renee, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
I got a call from y'all, and y'all from where?
Where's customer support, ma'am?
From where?
We're a third-party call center.
Yeah, y'all had, I guess y'all had gave me a call. Or was it about, it could have been something about that something came out of my bank account concerning y'all.
Yes, ma'am, that sounds about right.
And I was wondering who did it and when, what was it for?
And you didn't get in contact with nobody?
No, I didn't talk to nobody from as long as I've been trying to call, but I did get in contact with my bank because my bank fraud got in touch with me first.
Okay, ma'am, what is your zip code?
70601.
All right, ma'am, what is your first and last name?
Betty Green.
He says 70601.
Yes.
All right, give me 1 second. All right, ma'am, I don't see anything under that zip code for you. I don't see you at all.
Well, my bank,
Oh, wait, hold on. I think I see it. Can you verify your shipping address for me?
2108 12th Street, Lake Charles, Louisiana, 70601.
Well, I figured you was from Louisiana. Because of that zip code.
Yes, it's from Louisiana.
I'm from New Orleans. That's the reason why when you told me that zip code, I was like, she got to be in Louisiana somewhere. Right. So I do see. Give me 1 second while this is being pulled up, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I see where, way back when, like, you put in to win a kitchen set.
No, no, I didn't. No,
On
I
the,
have not.
you
I
did
have
not.
never. I have never put in to win a kitchen set.
That's what it says here. Way back in May. I'm looking here on
In
May
May,
8th.
it was in May, and then it was again. I want to say I don't have my paper written down where. It was in May. It was taking $59.95 out of there, and
Fifty.
then
It was 56.95.
yeah, $56.95, and then it was again in. I want to say in July or August, maybe it may have been September, September the 17th, September the 18th, then again in July.
Yeah, I do see it was in June, July, and August, and September.
Well, see, my bank didn't see where all, and I didn't see where. I went through all my emails, and then I went through my bank account, and it's like the name changed because it was youful something, and then it changed to the unlimited something. But either way it go, I never ordered anything from y'all. So that's the reason why I mean my bank called me because they seen the difference in what was going on. The other place that I called, all I got was like a sound from a fax number. I called my bank after me and my fraud company, the fraud from my bank. And then I called my bank, and my bank found the stuff, you know. And so it's like my bank told me it's by being over 90 days, it'll have to be on the company to reimburse me if I never ordered anything or received anything from them. And I told them I never ordered anything.
Wasn't necessarily an order. It was a contest.
That's what I'm saying. I don't participate in none of that stuff. I have group messages and stuff like that coming through my phone, and I never know how I got into that group mess. I don't participate in none of that stuff. So I rarely do answer a number that I know that I don't know. That it's not that I logged in my phone. Then I don't answer strange phone calls. Every phone call that I receive is under my contact. If I see something unknown or not verified in my contact, then I don't even answer the phone because I know 9 out of 10 is a scam.
Understand that, ma'am. Usually when but this was a callback. So if you called that number and somebody like me is calling you, most likely you put it in for a callback. So that's probably what that was.
I did put in for a callback, but how I got the correct number for y'all, because I went online, tried to find a number. With my bank, I went through my bank dialog and I seen that a number for y'all, and that was not the correct number. So my bank got the correct number and called me and gave me the correct number for me to call y'all to see could I get my money back, because I never participated in any of y'all stuff. And it sounded, and my bank fraud department said that I had been defrauded. Reason why they had given me a number, but it was the wrong number. The number that they had given me was the same number that was in my bank dialog. And when I actually called my bank, they called me back with the correct number to call y'all. That's the reason why I started calling.
Okay, man. With these charges here, they're too far back for me to actually do anything on, because the only thing that I can do is the two latest charges, but they have to be within a month. And the last charge that you had was in September, and that's too far back for me to do. What I can do is I can transfer your call to a supervisor, and I can let them know what's going on and see if you can get a refund on those.
Yeah, because the first time I called in May, when I didn't recognize it, I didn't get anybody, and no one ever called me back because I was using the number that was in my that came with the draft from my bank. And I didn't get anybody until today. I mean, I live on a fixed income and I don't have money like that. That's the reason why I couldn't understand how this was happening.
I understand that, ma'am. Let me get your information here, and I can get your call transferred real quick. What I can do as well is cancel it and I can get it canceled.
Yeah, well, I got a new bank card, so they shouldn't have nothing coming out of this card here.
Well, I'm just making sure, because a lot of the times, even if you do get a bank card, it's usually attached to your account, not to your bank card. Because, like, if you get a new bank card, they can, because basically, bank card is a gateway to your account. So once they get the, once people get your account number, then they can do whatever they want with it. So if you do get a card, you can possibly still get charged. That's the reason why I just canceled the account. That's the reason why the last time they did something was on the 18th and 19th of September. I don't know how long ago did you get a new card?
Just recently.
A couple of weeks ago. Okay, so they probably won't be able to take it now, but
my bank called me last month. They called me in October, and I've been trying to get in touch with people ever since October when my bank called me. When the fraud department called me. Because they seen it was coming out under two different names, the same amount coming out up under two different names. And by with me getting that business signal, they called that same company, and they got the same sound like it was going to directly to a fax number. So they thinking that I was being frauded on both accounts because I don't know that I didn't know anything about it.
It's possible
was coming out.
Oh man, what is possible is when they depart, most likely the company could not find anybody to take customer service calls for them, and basically like they found us, and that's the reason why you're able to get in contact with us, because we probably just picked them up not that long ago.
Okay, well, what about those that happened in July? They're too far back.
They're too far back for me to handle, but I can see if I can get a supervisor on, transfer you to a supervisor and see if they can take care of those calls. See if they can take care of those for you. Give me 1 second and let me see what I can do.
It was from May to September that, and in the mix of the name of the company actually changed, but the same amount was coming out.
I understand that, ma'am. Let me see what I can do here. I'm still here, ma'am. I'm just getting it all. I'm just getting all the information that I can get.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. So I did get that account canceled for you. I will now be transferring your call to a supervisor and transferring all of your information as well to them so they know what's going on. Thank you again for calling customer support, ma'am, and you have a good day.
You too.
All right, one second.